Sharon Scott and Sheila Williams of Tampa had been searching for their sister, Brenda Williams, ever since she disappeared in 1978. Last year, the two had their DNA tested to see if it matched a cold case victim that they saw at a University of South Florida symposium. It did not. However, a jawbone that had been found in a Tampa field in the 1980s did match, and the sisters finally knew that Brenda had died. WUSF's Jackson Cardarelli spoke to Sharon and Sheila. Sharon says their family's desire for answers drove them for so long.
One thing that my mother taught us, there's 12 of us, and my mother taught us a lot of stability, a lot of steadfastness, and that was the key to not giving up. I've done my own investigative work, and it started back in 1978. And really, I didn't have any idea what I was doing, but I've been to the City of Tampa Police Department on several occasions without fail. And I should say with fail, because they kind of dropped the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we love Brenda. We miss her so much. And because we had no idea where she was or what was going on, we were, you know, steadfast with not giving up.
In the time since the event where they thought they may have found your sister, how has the waiting and not knowing been different than in the many years before that?
It was so hard because after attending the symposium, I brought the picture and Sheila chose to stand up and she compared, because in a sense, it did look a little bit like Brenda the Structure, but in my heart, I didn't feel that. You know, coming to the point where they did our DNA, and that waiting was so long. It seemed
longer than the 38 years
we had waited previous. So it's been real hard, just that little bit of time waiting for the DNA results to come back. I think that was the hardest and the longest wait for us, because it was okay that we didn't know, but we wanted to know. And then when it came so close that there's no turning around.
I was so disappointed. I was like, I just wanted to just collapse, because I felt like we was right back where we started from 39 years ago. And USF, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Yes.
Someone is finally listening. That's all we want, someone to listen.
Has local law enforcement or a forensic unit, have they been able to say to you that they may be able to determine a cause of death in Brenda's disappearance, or have they not been able
to? They have not been able to. After Sheila and I went to meet the City of Tampa Police, they couldn't tell us how she died. And that's been kind of hard, because
we
have her remains, but we have no idea how she passed away or how she was murdered or how she was killed or... You know, or
we're
the
stumped.
Gruesomeness. Yeah,
we're stumped. You know, we want to know why, we want to know when, and we want to know how. And we're hoping and praying that someone's last decoration, that they have a conscience and just come forward and, you know, let us know, you know, what happened. Like Cha said, it's 12 of us, and that was always the missing link to all of us.
And that was WUSF's Jackson Cardarelli speaking to Sharon Scott and Sheila Williams about the disappearance and discovery of their sister, Brenda Williams.